Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I believe I am on live, you guys. This is Crown Knowledge Radio. I am your host, Jordana Rafia, and you are in the Crown. We are doing a different kind of show today. We are trying something a little different tonight. We're doing some testing for social media, so bear with us, but nothing's going to change tonight. It's still in the Crown. You're still rocking with Jordana. I am the host of Crown Knowledge Radio with my co-host, none other than the one and the only, the God Rashad. I am waiting for Rashad to call in to the station. Rashad, if you can hear me, call in to the station so I can pull you into the studio. I know you can hear me on the Zoom, but can you hear me on the station, on the recording? And we will get Rashad in just a second. We will be working on that. Tonight, the God Rashad and I will be going into a show entitled Mastering the Messiness of Your Enemies, or Mastering Your Enemies' Messiness, however you want to put it. But we're going to go into it and we're going to talk about it. And you know how we do in the Crown, myself and the God Rashad. Rashad, you are now in the studio. Can you hear me, babe?
Yeah.
All
you
right.
Hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Say hello to the people.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
All right. I got the God Rashad. You guys, we working out the kinks. Rock with us. Roll with us. Bear with us. We are going to make it happen. I am going to take a minute and let everybody adjust. I'm going to do like maybe a half a minute. Just to get the kinks out, just to call in the ancestors, just to get everything flowing right, everything feeling right. Give me like 10 seconds just to let the ancestors feel what they're feeling. We're going to adjust sound check if you want to text me anything right now, but whatever we're going to do it right now. And just give us a moment or two of some Native American flute. Let's clear the air. Let's get some positivity coming into the show tonight. This is going to be a serious topic. We always make it do what it do in the Crown. Listen to this for about, give us 20 seconds, and we'll be right back with the show. You are listening to Crown Knowledge Radio. Hold tight, y'all. Okay, everyone, and I am back. The goddess in the forum, Jordana Rafia, you are listening to Crown Knowledge Radio. For those of you who are within the sound of my voice and you want to log into the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio. If you want to call into the show, ask some questions, join in the conversation that we're going to have tonight. The number is 515-605-9858, and I'll give that information again throughout the show and throughout the conversation. We are just adjusting stuff a little bit, you guys. I promise you it's going to be great conversation no matter where the show is going to be, whether it's on Facebook, whether we are on Instagram, whether we are on, I'm hoping that we're still rocking with Twitter. I think that's a yes. And any other platform that we see, YouTube. So those platforms are being worked out right now. I got the guy Rashad back on the line. Rashad, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So we haven't worked out the camera situation with you yet, but I guess we will work on that.
I see everybody, including myself,
you
see, right now.
Okay. Oh, there we are. I didn't see y'all. I had mine minimized. But okay. So we are back. We're rocking in the crown. We have the God Rashad in the building. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so we are rocking with the show title tonight, Mastering the Messiness of Your Enemies, or Mastering Your Enemies' Messiness. And that's the topic that we're rocking with tonight, Rashad. Thought a lot about this topic in a lot of different situations and a lot of different scenarios, from, you know, just what is out there on social media, or, and I always go to social media, I guess we always do, because that's what we're looking at right now. That's where we are, I guess, in the world right now, and dealing with, you know, free speech, whatever that is, and being able to say what you want to say, how you want to say it, but in the guise of hiding behind this right here. You know, the camera, the phone, you at home, you can put yourself on camera and off camera. You can go in chat rooms. You can go in and out of people's DMs and so on and so forth, part of it. And then it's your everyday life, you know, your working life, your family life, your social life, what you do when you're not on camera. And there's so many scenarios and ways to open yourself up to criticism. There's so many ways to open up yourself to attack. There are so many ways to open yourself up to, what was the saying, go when I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. And I kind of lived behind that for a while, because it didn't matter how much good I did in a certain situation, a certain scenario, people still go talk shit about you. It's just weird. It's a weird place to be. So I like the subject too, because I like to be able to, you know how we do in the crown, we go flip it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to flip it and say, wow, you know, I might have went through X, Y, Z or A, B, C, but fuck it. I went over here and did LMNOP and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I flipped it. So thinking about the subject, just getting into the intro, Rashad, what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, coming from the time before social media, you know, everything was cookie cutter, you know. You did A, B, and C, you know, meaning school, the regular indoctrination of social behavior interaction, until now where there's, you know, platforms for everything in a pretty much a level of exposure for any and everything. So now people who are behind the camera, you know, are very confident, opposed to, you know, when we was growing up, if you say something out the way to somebody's face, you might get hit in your fucking mouth.
That,
you know,
part.
It's no longer the thing. So keyboard warriors, what they call them. So, but I mean, there's a platform for everything now. And damn if you do, damn if you don't. I mean, what's the old saying in show business? How do they say it? There's no negative exposure, but
that's good as well. Bad press is good press, or
bad press
is good press.
I mean,
and it, you know, negative responses or positive responses, either way, basically the way they look at it, and on the celebrity side of things. But, you know, they're starting to feel the heat too, pretty much. And on that side of the coin.
I mean, because, you know, they do stuff behind their appearances on camera and everything, but I'm speaking generally of okay, if you don't like a certain thing about me, you can't find no dirt on me. But, you know, if you're doing dirty stuff behind camera, you know, what's the old saying? Everything done in the dark will come out to light.
Will come out in the light. And that is an old saying, but it's also a universal law. What's in the dark will come to light eventually. That's just the way the world works. You can always run, but you can't hide. you kind of think that you can, but you can always run. But you really can't hide from that. But you know, the negativity
Just close the door.
The negativity now that we're seeing on social media, and again, I'm just kind of hanging right there on social media for right now, because I'm gonna go somewhere else with it in just a second, because it's easy. It's easy right now for your haters to tap into your phone. They're tapped into my computer. They've always been there. I mean, it is what it is. If I was a criminal, I'd be in prison already, because they've been tapped into my – all of my stuff is compromised. I don't know about y'all, but all of my stuff – I operate that way. I operate with the notion in my mind that all of my shit's been compromised. Lucky for me, I don't have anything to hide. I really don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And it tells you – I think you and I were talking about this too. It tells you right on your phone, like when you agree to load an app on your phone, if you are not reading those agreements, it says you are agreeing to be monitored. In essence, that's what you're agreeing to. Every time you open up an app, every time you open up a game, certain programs or whatever, if you're just clicking through and clicking okay, if you read that fine print, it's telling you. And the only reason I did is because somebody told me to do it in New York, or I would have never known that. But if you open up those apps and you actually read it, you would lessen the amount of apps on your phone, and I do that. I uninstall them. I don't know what good that does, but I uninstall them. But you are agreeing for people to look at your information. You're agreeing to be monitored and watched.
Yeah, that's like it used to be fine print. It's not even fine print no more. It's a regular font now, so it's not a little bitty.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's saying, "Look, dumbass, I'm gonna look at your shit and watch you and hear you do dumb shit." And you know, when you get investigated, you'll be like, "Who snitched?" And you snitched on yourself. So
you snitched on yourself.
That's what it is now.
Yeah. I used to. Of course, you and I both know that we. I was never a big fan of Facebook, even when it first came out. And, you know, it was funny, the amount of people that were getting, you know, the haters came out. You know, they came out of everywhere. They came out of every crack, every corner, every cranny that there was to say, I caught so-and-so doing this and you know, relationships went up. Even had a coworker lose their home. Because they put the wrong shit on Facebook. And this was when Facebook first started popping. It was just out. Everybody was addicted. Everybody's on. Criminals was telling on themselves, and it was weird. It was like some kind of universal Kool-Aid. Like everybody was drinking it and telling on themselves. It was really crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really. And up until now, and I know Z is listening. You don't have to chime in. And Rashad will tell you, I've really never been on Facebook. I went on Facebook for, of course, my business purposes, but I was never a Facebook person. It was just a thing that I was like, y'all know they're going to use this for facial recognition. And guess what happened? That part. Y'all know they're going to use this to round people up and put them in jail. And guess what happened? And I just knew,
the thing, though. They don't even care no more.
They don't even care no more.
Yeah. They don't even care no more. So, I mean, I always looked at Facebook. Matter of fact, we know before it was real popular until now, to watch the social decline is amazing to me. I mean, just like it. Matter of fact, today I was downtown and just kind of like tripping out because people are crossing busy streets looking at their phone, not looking for cars and nothing. I'm like, man, how are these people not getting killed?
They are.
I'm like, man, like
they are getting
it's
killed.
Just like
that's weird.
The biggest drug ever is this whole cell phone social media thing.
Yeah,
you know, people. There was the cell phones were tripping about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Like Facebook was down, Instagram was down, and people at my job were freaking out. I was like, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, man. Like they really couldn't live without it. I was like, this is insane. So,
you remember? Crazy. I know you remember the movie Surrogate. I don't know if anybody remembers the movie Surrogate.
Nobody talks about that movie. It's like
they don't
movie
even talk about it because it's happening right now. It's weird. That's very strange, and nobody's talking about it because they live in it. And if you've never seen the movie, if you're within the sound of our voice and you can hear myself and the guy Rashad, and you have not watched the movie Surrogate with Bruce Willis, you need to go back and watch that movie because it's happening right now. But, yeah, cell phones just became some kind of universal hypnosis. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. And I think I mentioned this to Z, you know, the brother that's doing our recording in the background. And I said, you know, I'm not the person that walks around with my phone all day. You still can't hear Rashad on the Zoom. Rashad, he still can't hear you in the Zoom. I'm not sure what to do about that. I can hear you in the Zoom, Rashad, but Z cannot. Z, what do you suggest he try? Because your phone is up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to work it on the back end. We'll keep going, Z. If you can tell me what he can try, we'll try that. He's not muted. He's not muted on my end. So we'll keep rolling for now, Z, and hopefully we can work it out. I know you can hear me in the crown because the studio's up and it's live. So, we'll circle the block back on that too, Rashad. So tonight we're talking about. I was just gonna kick it off on a light note because we're gonna get heavy, we're gonna get serious, it's gonna get deep and thought provoking and a little spiritual towards the middle and towards the end. I'm gonna ask some questions, but right now, tell me how many ways you love your enemies. What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me on Zoom?
I don't know. Can you hear him now, Z, on Zoom, he's saying? Let me see if I can get him in the chat. Make sure his sound is on Zoom is connected to the phone audio where the microphone is located. So make sure your sound on Zoom is connected. It's connecting now.
Is it fine?
He's checking. Hang on 1 second. Is it connecting now, Z? Oh, shoot. Hold on. Where are we at? Okay. Whatever he was just doing, try it again. What were you doing, Rashad?
Come here. Let's see.
He said, whatever you were just doing, try it again. Talk to me, Rashad. Talk to me so he can hear your voice, if he can hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm here. Try connecting your audio with your phone. So where the microphone is, click on that microphone. Can you hear me now?
Okay, because I don't even think I can hear you, Z, but I don't think he can. Rashad, can you hear Z talking to you in Zoom? Rashad?
I don't hear him.
You don't hear him? Okay, I can hear him. He's saying try clicking on the microphone in Zoom to see if that will connect you. Hang tight, everybody. We will get it worked out. Again, we are working out the bugs and the kinks and the glitches. That's why we run a test show, so we can so we know what we're doing. Rashad, can you say 1-2-1-2 and see if
1-2-1-2.
Okay. Anything, Z? No. Okay. So let's see. I can hear him through the studio. Yeah. Yeah, I can hear him through the studio. I cannot hear, and I can hear him in Zoom. Yeah, I can hear you in Zoom, too. So we're trying to get you to come through in Zoom right now, Rashad. And I don't know that that's actually happening right now. Okay, any other? Okay, connecting to audio. Okay, now say something, Rashad. Can you hear me, Rashad?
Yeah.
Okay, so okay. Can you hear him now, Z?
1-2-1-2.
Okay, so now everything's out.
Hello.
I think he's trying to. Okay, so your camera went off, but I can still hear you. Okay, so go ahead, Rashad, and go ahead and see if you. Yeah, we'll keep rolling. So, Rashad, you can still hear me in the studio, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll keep rolling, and if this time the Zoom doesn't work, we'll try it again because I can still hear you in the studio, and we're gonna keep rocking that way. Explain to me, you know, a little bit about how, you know, they always tell you to love your haters, and I think love is a little bit strong, but embrace, I think, is a word that I would like to use, just to say, you know, lean into it. if you know that this is what's happening on the planet, what do they say? You know, haters come here to be haters. That's what they come here for. You know, your enemies come here. They got a job to do, just like you have a job to do. But are you going to let your enemies stop you from doing what you come to do? You know what I'm saying? And everybody has them. Your enemies got enemies. So everybody has these, I call them motivational factors. I call them, these are my silent partners in crime, but they're also my motivators. They're also my innovators. They make me vibe higher. When I think I can't vibe anymore, and some people just let their enemies devour them. But, you know, tell me how you handle that.
I mean, really, at this point, I mean, I just, you know, I act like I don't know they my haters, you know. I mean, they don't get no information from me, you know. I act like I don't know they my haters. And, I mean, I know they there, you know. We come into contact with each other. But, man, there's no information out or that I give. But, I mean, it's kind of just, like you mean, just being aware of them and pretty much just watch them. I mean, but the only time I feel like it's a problem is when they get quiet. You know, people talk all day. You know, talking don't really, you know, intimidate me. But if they get quiet, that's where you should worry, to me, actually. So, I mean, that's what they gonna do anyway. So I mean, I ain't tripping about them. Hell, they so stupid they don't know I use them to, you know, get my shit better and put myself in a better position using their arrogance and insecurities. So that's how I treat them.
That's interesting. A couple of things, because I've actually heard it the other way around. Your enemies will make a lot of noise, but your silence is your best weapon. I've heard it that way. I've heard that, you know, again, your your enemies, your haters, or your, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, I'm hearing a lot of stuff now, like gaslighting and, you know, stuff that I'm really still trying to get a grasp on when it comes to people who are adverse to you for whatever reason. Z, it is saying that remaining meeting time is, I'm looking at about 10 minutes. So we'll continue on in the crown if it takes us out in 10 minutes. I hope we got enough of a recording, but if not, we'll try it again. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm looking at the clock too. Okay. So I've heard it a lot of different ways. I've heard a lot of different ways of, you know, describing what these individuals, and I say enemies because a lot of times they are those individuals, and I've heard this before too, they infuse in themselves a certain level of jealousy, envy, confusion, excuse me, sadness, depression, addiction, which is weird, and even attraction to you, toward you, that they envelop in you or in themselves toward you and in their mind at some level even. And again, I've heard this in different ways and I've had conversations with people and kind of implemented my own idea of a certain level of, let's just say, mental incapacitation, because I don't really want to call it mentally ill. I don't want to call it deranged, although it could become that sometimes. I don't want to call it insanity. We've seen that, school shootings, you know, whatever kind of mass shootings that are going on, or I'm sorry, bang, bang, if we can't say shootings. But, you know, and I've heard it so many different ways. That's a whole nother issue. That's a whole nother. It's one thing to say, well, I'm jealous of this person because they got something I want, or they are doing something that I want to do, or they got something that I think I want, and I'm going to figure out, if I can't have it, I'm going to figure out how to mess them up so that they don't have it. I think that's a certain level of mental illness, me personally. Dardonna, you say nobody else? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Correct. Yeah. That part. And. Wow. Z said he can hear you now, and it's going to be cutting off in like 6-7 minutes. He said he can hear you now. Yeah, that's okay. We're going to keep rocking. But yeah, that's true. And that's funny that you said that, because at a time when things are so much easier to obtain, money, and I'm not saying it's simple, it's just easier. money, notoriety, again, I have to keep going back to social media. You know, there's more of things to acquire. There's more of talents to develop. There's more social media for marketing and advertising and starting your own business, or even if you want to sit on camera and put on makeup all day. They got social media for sexual pleasures and fetishes. There's a whole plethora of things you could do if you want to. You could do a whole blog about yourself all day long if that's what you want to do. You can talk about being a hater on social media and save that energy for that, people will actually monetize your site just to hear you talk about how you hate on people. Why don't the haters do that? You know, why would you waste your time focusing your energy on someone that 90%, I'll say 99.9% of the time, they're doing nothing to you but being themselves? You being the God Rashad. You're being the king. You're being, you know, you're channeling your king energy. You're working with your family. You're focusing on, you know, your rise. I'm focusing on getting my cake up. I'm trying to be Dirdana in the crown. But someone will sit all night long or all day long, 24/7, for years and years and years in some cases, and hate on you for you trying to rise into your godhood. I don't get that. I really don't get it. Yeah. Or into your goddesshood, to your manhood, to your womanhood. You're trying to raise a man. You know what I'm saying? You have, you know, females in your life that you're responsible for, and people will hate on you just for that. You know what I'm saying? It's weird to me. Very weird.
Like
that part. Yep. Not really. No. Yeah, I was just the opposite. A few years back, I had found a friend of mine that I know this sounds like a commercial, and it was a saying back in the day, and this is not funny. I actually thought she was dead. I thought she had died, because the last time I heard anything about her, she was having brain surgery. And then she just sort of dropped off the map, and I hadn't heard from her. And a family member ran into her one day just by happenstance. And she called me. She said, "Hey, I ran into so-and-so the other day, and they said they have been looking for you." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Yeah, give them my number," because I thought, you know, I thought something had happened to this person and so on and so forth. So eventually I was living in another state at the time. And, you know, I finally, you know, connected with the person, and we talked for about not even maybe a 10, 15-minute phone call, and I was saying, you know, what happened the last time I heard, you know, you were supposed to have brain surgery. And she was like, "Yeah, you know, something happened." She ended up, you know, this person ended up, you know, like having a problem with their legs, whatever. It was a long story. But, and then she's like, she said, "Wow, you know, we hadn't seen each other in a long time." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I'm still doing this, I'm doing that, and I, you know, have promoted out of one job and gotten to another job, and now I'm with my mom, and I'm starting my own business, and so on and so forth." And I'm not thinking in my mind that I'm saying anything out of the ordinary. And the next line that came out of this person's mouth, it really blew me down. Like, "All these years, you were a frenemy." And I didn't even know it. I really thought, like, we were, that's a weird thing to find out. And I think you and I had this conversation in one of the last shows we did about, you know, people like, "This dude really wasn't my friend after after all of that," you know. And what she said, I was like, "I'm sorry, what?" She's like, "Yeah, you always managed to land on your feet. That used to piss me off." I'm like, "What? Wow, how dare you get up out the dirt and try?" like what the fuck? I didn't get it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll let you go. And yeah, I never talked to that person. I was like, "Yeah, why? And here I am concerned because, like, our parents knew each other. It was weird. And we grew up pretty much out of, like, elementary school together. And we lost track, of course. She was doing some things in the street that I wasn't doing. That just wasn't my lane. I was doing other stuff. And then we came back together. Her son was actually my godson. That's weird. Yeah, that is very weird. And when she said what she said, I was like, are you joking? Because I thought she was just joking. And I was kind of laughing. I'm like, no, she's serious. And she's like, they used to piss me off. I was like, wow. Wow, that part. Okay, I didn't know that. But, and then you kind of, you know, I kind of went back in my mind and there were some things. Are you, we're off the Zoom, Rashad, but we're still in the show. Can you hear me? Let me see if I can get the God Rashad back in the building. Can you hear me, Rashad?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that part of it, we are off the Zoom. Hopefully he's got enough. He said he's going to piece some stuff together and show it to us later regarding posting the social media. So that's what we're working on, you guys. Just rock with us here in the Crown, www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio, Crown with a K, 515-605-9858 to call in and get in on the topics of conversation. So yeah, let's, in keeping with what we're talking about tonight, yeah, Rashad, so when that happened, you know, it kind of took the air out of me because I'm thinking, wow, this person was really hating on me and I didn't know it. Like for years, we were like, you know, around each other. I guess I can't really call her my friend, but we were around each other for years. And now, and you know how you look back on stuff and you'll be like, oh, so when that happened and this kind of reaction came out, that's why they were doing that. And when I remember when such and such happened and I felt a certain kind of way, and that's why, because this person really wasn't my friend. And like I said, we're talking junior high through high school. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. So that kind of thing. But, yeah, so I have learned to take those catchwords, those catchphrases, and try not – I don't even want to get into the mind of my enemy because or anyone that is adverse, because there are family members that hate on you. I don't necessarily call them enemies, but I call them those people that you love from a distance. But they're still mm-hmm. adverse to you. And they will let you know they are adverse to you. Usually family is very good at that. I don't particularly care for infiltrators. Infiltrators are people that allow themselves to be used for the purpose of sabotaging someone else to make somebody else feel better. It ain't even for them. That's fucked up. That is so messed up on so many levels. You said what?
That's fucking insane.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It ain't even for you. It's not even for you. You do it for somebody else. Like, you somebody's new bitch or boy.
That part. Yeah, I'm all, hey, I give you $20. If you walk up to this girl and call her a bitch, why would you do that? I get it.
And
you
then,
do it for the $20. You know what I'm saying?
And then you do it for $20, and you do it for that $20 and fuck around and find out and get your ass beat to a pulp. So how do you feel about yourself?
Right. And here's another one that I have on the list, bandwagoners. You know what that is, right?
Mhm.
Yeah.
I don't like you because I don't like you.
That part. Bandwagoners. I really hate them because it's like you don't have an original thought in your whole head. Like nothing. There's nothing there that is you. Like you can't tell these motherfuckers. Like you know what, y'all some fucked up individuals fucking with somebody that ain't doing shit to y'all. Like you can't be that person. You scared to be that don't even cost you nothing, dude, chick.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you just mm-mm. jumping on the bed. You jumping right in somebody's nightmare for nothing.
Majority of people are just fucking followers, man. They can't think for themselves. They got to have a group think.
Wow, you know, that part. You called it what again? I can hardly hear you. I want the family to hear that.
They can't think for themselves. They got to have a group think. You know what I'm saying? So it's like gangs and shit. Like dudes in the streets a long time ago, real OGs was like, man, gangs ain't nothing but a bunch of hoes in a group. Ain't nobody tough, but they just got no.
Wow. That part. So, yeah, and it kind of happened in certain areas of family. You say, you know, oh, cousin so-and-so, get on my nerves. And so, okay, but cousin so-and-so ain't done nothing to me. She cool with me. I mean, you know, we used to make sweet potato pies together. And, okay, well, you going to just be on her side. No, what I'm saying is this person hasn't done anything to me personally. I haven't seen that side of them. So what
so
you're
saying
is your experience. Right. Go ahead.
So you saying you on her side still not listening? Like, no, she fuck with me, so well, fuck with her.
Right. Now, if y'all don't fuck with each other, that really shouldn't happen. Why should I hate this person because you hate him? Now, when she do something to me, I might not necessarily hate her, but I'm going to address the issue. Don't come crying to me like some fucking crybaby, like, so-and-so. Okay, well, stop laughing in her face. Stop hitting dude up for money. Cousin so-and-so, uncle so-and-so always come to the house. You saying you can't stand him, but you always ask me for some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those type of, and that's a form of hate. It really is. We have to do better in the sense that when you come around somebody, and I believe it was me, oh my goodness, and it might have been one of the last shows I did, I mentioned this to somebody, when you walk into a room, period, feel the vibe in the room. It might have been you, I don't know, but we were talking about it in the show, and it's like you can feel a vibe. I don't care what nobody says. If you tap in and you tune in, if you always of a certain mindset, you stay inebriated, drunk, whatever, high, you really don't care. I don't give a fuck. You one of them people that walk into the room and you want to be the first one to be heard and the first one to be seen. There are people like that. They are who they are. When they walk in the room, you always know what's going to happen. Oh, shit, here comes so-and-so. It's about to go down. That type of thing. But then if you're a quiet person, if you're reserved, you have a reserved personality, and this really ain't even on a spiritual thing. It's just kind of you lay back. You know, you're trying to read the room. You know where you want to be and where you don't want to be. But developing that spiritual side of you that really gets into your gut, so when you're in a certain space, you just know. Sometimes people don't even have to say anything to you. It's the way they look at you. You can just tell by the look on somebody's face, especially if you get eye contact. You can tell automatic. I'm just saying that because that's me. But yeah,
that happens. Because I mean, I walk into a certain room and I already feel it's awkward. And then more people come in and it get too heavy. I just leave. I just leave. I'm like, I ain't got time for this shit.
Wow, that's very key, what you said. Heavy as opposed to light. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. And when I started developing that type of intuitiveness, and I guess you could call it that as well, when I started developing that, I was about 14 years old. And it was very weird. I used to scare the shit out of my mother because I would tell her, Mom, you might not want to go to this place. It's not going to be fun. And I would just be in the back seat running my mouth like, it's not going to be a good day. Like, and I remember we went to this place and it was sort of like a carnival, but not really. But it was like a low-key neighborhood thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember. There wasn't no rides or nothing like that. It was food and people playing music and so on and so forth. I can't remember exactly what we were doing there. But one of my family members got into a fight with someone. And as a result, one of the people she was with got stabbed. And we, after everything died down, it was, we had been there maybe an hour or two, and an hour after everything died down, they called the police. The person didn't die, but they got stabbed, and it was crazy. And, you know, my mom gave our family member a ride home. We were in the car with one of my mom's male friends. They gave her a ride home, and we were in the car, and my mom looked at me, and she said, "How did you know that?" I didn't. It was just I don't know. I kept feeling like I don't really want to go. I want to go, and you know, and I would always, food was my go-to. I was a chubby kid, so if I didn't want to do something, I'd be like, well, I want to stay home and eat some ice cream, or I don't want to go. I want to go to whatever my favorite burger place was, or whatever the case was. Well, this is what we're doing today, and you know, shut up, and this is where you're gonna go. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing, and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. I mean, like, shit got knocked over horrible. It could have been worse. It could have been a shooting. And a lot more people got hurt. But it's just that intuitiveness and that feeling of, okay, this is not a good place to be. And then you, especially when you are intuitive to what other people are going to do, that part. And that's that is on a spiritual level, and that's a whole nother level of transmuting energy. Because, you know, don't get it twisted. We are in the crown, and you are listening to Crown Knowledge Radio, and that's what we're about, tapping into the energy that you the energy that you were truly meant to be, whether it's the guru, the goddess, the god, the gangster, whatever the G is to you. Tapping into that G. And how do you master the messiness of your enemies? Well, that's what you have to tap in for. Because people can run all over you. They can even threaten your life. It happens. So what is the worst case scenario? Somebody's going to threaten my life, and you're going to find that one mentally ill person who's going to take a run at it. Let's just say they're either going to, and you know what the saying is, when you dig one grave, you know, because it's a universal law. But you got to, because it's a universal law. Don't think that it's just going to be great to dig. And so that's the one thing that I, you know, and like I said, I'm not going to use the word love, but the thing that I embrace about being in adverse conditions, when you think there is no way out, when you think that there's nothing else you can do, when you think, and I used to tell you this all the time, when you think you don't have it, when you think you don't, there's no way out, when you think you can't do anymore, when you think that there's nothing else to you, when you think that you're at the bottom of the barrel, the bank account's gone dry or whatever, when you think that, then that's what's always going to happen. But when you put your mindset on a high vibrational, and we're still talking about enemies, we're still talking about people who don't have the capability to do that. It's always got to be robbing you of something, your essence, your energy, your space, your God knowledge, your intuition. Nobody can really take that from you. You have to give it to them. That is not something that somebody can take. They cannot steal anything of your spiritual, high-vibing God or God itself. There's no way. The only way they're going to get it to them. Now, you can steal my car. I really don't give a shit. As a matter of fact, I wish somebody would steal mine. you can steal my shoes. You might even steal some money from me. But all that does is allow the universe to say, if I say, I lost $20 during the Super Bowl. Somebody had just handed it to me that day. Later that night, when I went to pull it out to kind of, you know, pull a little something on the Super Bowl, it was gone. And I said, you know what, God, whoever got it, they needed it. The very next day, which was a Monday, I remembered, you know what, I got scratch offs in my purse. I said, maybe I can get $5 or $10 and, you know, put some gas in my car. And I scratched that bitch and won $60.
Ain't that something?
Ain't that something? Because all I did, I'm like, why am I gonna cry over $20? As my higher self comes to me, when it, especially when it comes to people who feel like they need to dislike you for whatever reason. It doesn't even matter. Because like I said, it could be perfect strangers that just meet you. It could be people you've known all your childhood. It could be family members. There's got to be something in somebody's life that they can see. Oh, it's just something about this person I don't like. And I felt that way before. I felt that way before, but not to the point where I'm going to put myself in a position to block my gifts. I don't want to say blessings, because it's more than that. It's way more than that. We're talking about your soul force. We're talking about your life essence. Because again, we didn't come from Sam's Club in the shopping cart. We came from somewhere. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That part of the alchemy game. We come from somewhere. We didn't just pop up at Sam's Club and somebody took us off the shelf and winded us up and now we humans. That whole thing is a mystery. We'll never know what that's about until we get on the other side. So I'm either going to be free over here or I'm going to be free over there. Right now, it really don't make me no difference. Well, why not, Dodonna? You don't want to die, do you? It ain't about me wanting to die. It ain't even about me wanting to die. We all going that way. Everybody's going that way. The difference is where you land when you get over there. Because there are masters over there. There are gurus over there. And then there are things over there, wherever there is, whatever there is to you. Because I'm just going to keep saying over there. So when you lose this meat suit, what are you? Because all that demon energy that you transmuting or transferring, whatever you're deflecting out on other people, that's just going to come back to you quick, fast, in a hurry. If that's all you got over here, I can't stand so. I wish, and I hope you die. I hope you just, I'm going to give you, this bitch, that nigga, you just, and that's what you do all day? That's what you do all day. What did Cat Williams say? Nigga, you wake up gangbanging on bacon? Like, nigga, you don't have no joy in your life. Like, none, nowhere. Well, you don't know, Dodonna. Somebody messed with my man, and that was the only man you could get? Like, that was the only one. That's it. There ain't no more men on the planet. Like, nowhere. I mean, if that's what you want, if you want one that bad, it's got to be another one out there for you. I mean, if you want them that bad, to you going to stalk old dude and hide in the bushes and dress in black and hide behind the house and look for this nigga in the daytime with a flashlight. I don't know. I'm just saying. Whatever it is you going to do. Yeah, really, you going to go through all that over one dude? Just one. You ain't going to try to find another one?
Nope.
And same thing with, you know, I mean, and same thing with the males, you know. Well, if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. Wow, really, dude?
Yeah, and kill you over that shit.
Yeah. If I can't have you, can't nobody have you. Like, well, I'm sorry, what? Just, really? We went from, I don't want to go out with you, to, bitch, I'm going to slit your throat. Like, yeah, that's weird. This is very weird. That is the strangest thing ever. Like, you know, it ain't like, you know, like bubblegum and peanut butter and jelly. Don't take this life that serious. This life is only serious if you cannot tap into your higher self, the God or goddess energy that we all have. We all may not want to see it. We all may not want to feel it. Maybe what you're doing right now is feeling good to you. Are you still with me, Rashad?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This they say this is insane to me, but yeah, I mean, I was watching what they call that shit, that show, snapping all that shit, like, motherfuckers
right.
Don't break up no more. They just kill each other. Like, yeah, you can't break up no more. You got to kill them. What the fuck? They don't break up no more. You got to kill them now.
Yeah. What happened to bye? Get your shit and get out. Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
Mm-mm, they got to kill you now. Yeah, damn.
That is, yeah. So when people tell me, you know, you have to, you know, only certain people have mental issues or mental illness. No. That is not true. There are more people with mental illnesses on the planet than we really know. Most of the people that run these countries, including the one we're in now, there have been presidents that were found out to be, you know, even after their presidency, that they were mentally mentally handicapped. Yeah, in a lot of different ways. And that's still true. There are doctors out there that should not be, there's no way that they should be sticking needles in people. There are psychologists out there that should not be giving people psychological and mental advice. You just should not be doing that. My brother and I, we had a conversation about that. Like a lot of these pastors and preachers, well, we already know that story. We see how that story turned out. All the way up to the Vatican. I'm sorry. I'm not saying anything that's secret. It's out there. All you got to do is Google that shit. It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
The unspeakable things that have happened in the church as a whole, that is some mentally disturbing shit. Not to mention
and they've done it so long that now it's considered normal. And that's what the fucked up part about it. Like, I mean, the simple fact that shit's been going on and nobody bats an eye at that shit.
They didn't blink.
No.
I mean, they haven't. And like you said, just the fact that they let it and then they want to tell you your soul and your salvation and then, you know, what you and I found out on the spiritual path to our higher self, and you've been on that path way longer than I have, but just the knowledge of what they actually believe and worship, you know, when it comes to the Vatican and their religious one, and it's in the basement of the Vatican, it's all black shit, black Madonnas, black children.
Mm-hmm.
Black deities, black gods and goddesses, black spiritual symbols and signs. It's all black.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the basement of the Vatican. They don't put that shit front and center, but it's in the basement.
Yep.
They know what's really real. We the ones out here being mentally raped and prostituted every day.
Every damn day. And I never understood, like, man, like, them, I mean, I look at simple, natural shit, like, I'm sorry, man, if you can't hold a beat or have any rhythm, you don't know shit about God. You ain't even a rhythm of the cosmos. You can't even fucking dance.
The pulse of the planet.
You have no pulse of the planet.
Right. The natural rhythmic pulse of the planet, period.
You don't even have that shit.
It's like we listening to the same beat and you are nowhere near it.
What the fuck are you listening to?
I was sitting here thinking about what you just said. I was like, yeah, we're listening to the same song. Why are we not moving the same? And you watch Africans do this shit and close their eyes and never miss a fucking beat.
Mm-mm.
That shit all comes from within. That's an internal natural communication. Not only are they communicating with the body, they're communicating with the universe. They're communicating with the universe. No matter where they come from, that's weird. That's very interesting. And Native Americans did the same thing. That is very weird. But, yeah, we're still talking about mastering the messiness of your enemies, mastering your enemies' messiness. And why did I call it messiness? Because a lot of times the messiness really has a message. And the reason why I say that is because it just happened, I'm just going to say in my family recently, we lost someone. We lost one of my oldest sisters. And what I thought was going to be the gathering of a family that lost a central person in our family. She was the go-to person after my mother passed away. And instead of us coming together as a unit in a family where we need it now more than ever, it was all of a sudden it was unexpected. Of course, any death is unexpected. If you're 9 or 90, it's kind of unexpected because you're saying, you know, I get it. My mother was a certain age, and she lived a good life. Her death kind of took us all by surprise, for real, because nobody expected it. And not only we didn't expect that, but what happened right after, it wasn't even 48 hours after she no longer lived in her flesh, our family turned on each other for no reason. Now, I'm not going to go into details and, you know, well, this is what happened and so-and-so said this and this, but it was just weird. It was very weird energy. It was like certain family members became saboteurs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it was just, and it was a couple of the people that you were like, okay, what are you doing? Like, it was just completely out of left field. Like, blocking.
Treason in the family. You know, it's certain family members that got that respect, that, you know, that held those people at bay. But once they gone, oh, it's a wrap. You know,
you
heard before, you wouldn't do that if mama was around, and they wouldn't.
That part.
But when mama died, they straight hell now.
Yeah. And my thing is, there's nothing in your mind, because I could have been one of those people. I could very easily have said, shit the hell I went through. I deserve to tell all y'all motherfuckers off. I deserve to cuss everybody else out in the house and say what I got to say. Da, 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 da. But I didn't, because I don't care what me and my sister went through on this side of the fence. She's gone. I could see if she just went to Kentucky and she'll be back tomorrow. She did not. She has gone on to another place and another time. And remind me to send you something from Miss Blue. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Okay. Remind me later to send you something from Miss Blue. But, yeah, she's gone on the other side. There's no way. Why would I still be harping on that? So this really was, most of what happened was on some get back shit. And you're right. Yeah, mama gone now, or, you know, auntie, sis, or cousin gone now. Oh, I'm about to show my ass because, you know, when she was here, we couldn't so-and-so and so. You're right, absolutely. That's exactly what. And not only that, my haters is floating around out here. So that was another opportunity. Oh, well, you shouldn't, you know. This is what they talking about. This is what you should say. This is what you should do. And you're not even in the family. That part of the game. Like, what the fuck? Really? This person ain't even a part of our family. Like, what are you doing? So, yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird, the shape and the size and the form and the fashion that your enemies will take. They truly can shapeshift, and that's pretty much all they can do. Like I said, the rest of that shit is what you give them. It's not what they can do. It's what you give them. So if they get to a mental, you know, and it's another, it's a whole other level to, you know, go after somebody's, you know, lifespan or life force or whatever you want to do. That's on a whole another level. That's on them. That's not on you. Because all they can do is set you free. As your brother Malcolm X said, I died 20 years ago. Why would I be afraid of my enemies? I'm already dead. This nigga said he died 20 years ago at that particular moment when he was still breathing. I was like, you know what? That's some God shit right there. That is some real God shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, but, you know, and again, you know, just looking on that aspect of it, what was it, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and, you know, they weren't perfect men. I don't know why people want to believe that they were. They were not perfect men, but they were men with a mission, and they had the heart and the guts to stand up for something. I'm not saying everything they did was correct or right, but when it came to them trying to give knowledge to people, that's what ended their life. Now, as long as it was buffoonery and fuckery, it was all good. But as soon as you start trying to give knowledge and life to the people, quote unquote, well, Dardana, who are the people? Are you talking about black people? Primarily, yeah. Are you talking about all people or just some people? Well, you know, I shouldn't have to be a history professor for you to go back in history and look to see who the people were that was getting fucked up. Do
that
I have
part.
To do that?
You can't be mind fucked. Well, I guess you can. You can.
That part, yeah. So I'm like, so... But all across the, you know, Nelson Mandela... you know, Louis Saint Vautour, I can't remember his name, but, and even Idi Amin, when they said he was a monster and a horrible person, all he said was Africa should be for Africans. That's all he said. And they poisoned this nigga. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
All Malcolm X said was by any means necessary. And they killed this nigga. That's all he did. He didn't shoot nobody. He didn't kill nobody. He didn't take shit from nobody. All he said was by any means necessary. And not only that, they paid his own people, quote unquote, and I'm not saying Muslims because they're saying the people that actually killed him were not Muslims. Some people saying they were. All I know is that they were black, period.
Mm.
And they paid these niggas to kill him because he was trying, right, he was because he stepped into his godhood. And they didn't take his life, he gave it to him. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a message in the messiness of your enemies. He said, you can't kill me. I'm already dead.
Yeah,
what the hell? What kind of God's shit? You said what?
And that's a message within itself, even with
that's
all the religions. Because, you know,
right.
Hey, to be a God, somebody got they're going to want to kill you. You're going to be crucified. Yeah, so
come on.
You can't speak
now.
Truth on this fucking planet.
And they're going to tell me Jesus wasn't, or God wasn't black, Jesus wasn't black, or whatever the case might be. Let's just take Jesus, for instance. He had ashy black feet. He had a crusty afro. He had skin like midnight. And he hung out with hoes, and he went in the church and cussed everybody out. That sounds like a nigga to me. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I know about 10 of them.
Right. I know about 10, 12 people like that. Yeah. Sound like a nigga to me. I'm just saying. I don't know. I could be wrong. But, you know, that part. But then they want to paint a picture and give it to you and tell us that Michael Bolton is Jesus. I don't get it. That's not what the Bible said. But, you know, so, you know, I started, Rashad, to go into what the Bible said about enemies and this and that, but I'm not going to do that part. But what I'll do is I will tell you about a pastor that I tend to listen to because he's more like a teacher. Again, I am Dardonna in the forum. It's just me. I'm speaking for myself. I don't subscribe to any type of religion or any denomination in any form or fashion. I am a higher self goddess in the forum. That's what I've always been for the last, I don't know how many years of my life. And since I've met the God Rashad, I've been on this high-vibing path, and I intend to stay on it until I get home. And home ain't here.
So, yeah, I like the term. I'm a sovereign soul, man.
That part. Okay, so with that being said, this particular teacher, and I call him a teacher because I prefer to, but he, you know, said something yesterday. I was listening to the stream on YouTube. And he was talking about turning the other cheek, you know, when your enemies do this to you or that to you, and what the so-called Bible says about turning the other cheek. But I heard this man preach this in a way or teach it in a way that I had never heard before, because he said, "I ain't that dude." This is man that's teaching the sermon, I promise you. He said, "I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all can leave the church, y'all can stop coming, I really don't care." He said, "I'm telling you right now, me," and he said his name, he said, "I am not that dude." He said, "Amen. Let somebody come up here and slap me right now."
But
he said, "It's not going to turn out the way you think it is, because I'm a pastor or a person." It was funny. It was hilarious. And I was like, "Dude," he's like, "Yeah, I'm not cut from that cloth, whatever that cloth is, you know, the God of Jesus or whatever. He's still working on me. I ain't there." So, but he talked about, you know, your enemy, and, you know, and he said the reason why they say if your enemy slaps you on your, so if somebody's standing in front of you and they slap you with their right hand to your left cheek. So if somebody slaps you on your left cheek, turn and give them your right, or it might have been vice versa. He said the only way they could do that is give you a backhand slap. He said in that particular time, based on those particular Roman soldiers at that time, when they backhand slapped you, it was a sign of degradation. He said it wasn't really hard enough to give you a bruise or a cut or scar or even knock you out. Definitely not knock you out. He said it was a form of degradation or humiliation. That's why they did it. He said it wasn't to hurt you or knock you out or anything like that. So I got off like, that's interesting. He said, and if they were to do that, so he said, what you should do is do everything within your power to avoid that. That if, just in case somebody slaps you, and if they slapped you that way, it's a backhand slap. And then he paraphrased a pimp slap. He didn't say the word pimp, but he said, you know, it's a pee slap. And then everybody started laughing. And I was like, exactly. That's how a pimp slaps his hoe with his, with his backhand. I'm going to give you that backhand slap. So it's humiliating if a man did that to another man. And so he explained it that way. He said, but what you do is everything within your power to avoid that moment, because it says if someone were to slap you on your left cheek, you turn and give them the right. He said, but up until that point, you need to avoid by any means necessary.
That reminds me of the brother Charlie Murphy. He said, even when slapping men was fashionable, he said, they take the glove off, they slap you, say, I challenge you to a duel. I mean, hey, somebody got to go. We
got
a gunfight.
You took the time to pull each finger off of five fingers, grab it neatly at the wrist of the glove, and put both of them together and slap the piss out of me. Yeah, somebody ain't going home. Somebody's not going home. It's going to be to the, and that's the way they thought, to the death, right? That's what they said. Yeah, it's a duel to the death. You pimp hand slapped me. So, yeah, you can't go home, dude. It's one of us, it's going to be me or you. One of the two.
Yeah, we had a. He said they had a gunfight after that. Somebody got to go.
Somebody got the right. They said it was a sign of degradation, or that it was to degrade or embarrass you, or make you look ridiculous. And to them, yeah, that was and we're still dealing with that today. You know, people will get on social media, and again, I'm going back to social media, because you get on there and you can say any and everything. If somebody's skinny, you can see her rib cage. You can see her, all her veins. She ain't got no meat on. She ain't got no ass. And then you see somebody the size of Precious, and it's still the same thing. She fat. She this and she, you know, what she do that for? And I'm like, okay, where are we going with this? Why does it even matter?
Yeah, that shit is so childish.
Why does it even matter?
Because people that got shit up on their mind. When your mind is empty as fuck, all you can do is involve yourself in the childish bullshit. And tell the people don't do shit like that.
What your boy Bobby Hemmings said, if your cup is already full, how the fuck you going to put anything else in it? Your cup is full of shit. The kids ain't learning shit. It's, really? Like, yeah. I hate to see. I don't know, because I'll be here. Because I'll go when the Most High says it's time for me to go. So what is the next 5 or 10 years going to look like on this planet? And just for a moment, let's just use this beautiful thing that the Most High Creator gave us called an imagination and a thought process, a spiritual intuitiveness, and say, you know, if we can get 5 people that tunes into Crown Knowledge Radio that think the way that we do, and transform some minds and hearts, not change who you are, but be more of who you are. More what? Okay, so what if I'm a raggedy, hateful person? If you want to be more of that, then that's on you, boo-boo. <That's>, what if I'm an evil, deceptive person? And if that's what you're eating, that's what you're feeding yourself every day, you're going to become more of that.
Yeah.
Can I change? What if I can't change? It's because you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. It's not brain surgery. We don't have to send you to the doctor. We ain't got to have you talk to nobody. You don't want to change because you don't want to. You like who you are. You don't have to pay a psychologist $2,000 an hour to know that. You said what, Rashad?
And all your messiness. You like that shit.
You like yourself and all your messiness. Yep. You really do. This is who I've been, and I know you and I have had this conversation too, Rashad, for years and years and years. I've been this person. It took you revealing something to me just to show me the mental side of what I was going through. I'm forever and always grateful to you for that, because I knew it was there. I just didn't know what or why. And thank you for that. But I've been this person. So now the fact that I can become more of this person, even until I get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's so exciting to me. Like,
mm-hmm. It is,
for me,
man.
To
it's,
even,
it
is so fucking
going.
Exciting. Yeah, it is.
I have a birthday coming up next week, and I'm sitting there talking to my good friend, and I'm like, dude, I said, man, I truly understand, you know, when they say time don't exist. I was like, yeah, shit is changing around us in this particular spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like that same person from way back to, like, nothing can change it about me. Like, it's tripping me out with the age that I'm turning. I don't feel it. Yeah, I got a little aches and pains now, but I still feel like I'm that same Rashad from, you know, being a kid. I still feel it. I still have the same imagination. So this is me for real. You can't fake it for that long. You know what I'm saying?
You can't fake it. Right. You can't fake it. I've always said, you know, I have veered off my path to do stupid stuff. And when I say stupid stuff, it's because it wasn't my path. It wasn't for me, especially when I was in Georgia. I did stuff that I'm like, you know what, I'm going to try it just to see what happens, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to talk to this person and see how it works, or I'm going to tell this person this about me and see if they really believe it. I was really, truly, oh, my God, it's shit, because I knew I could do it. And at the same time, people around me, I saw the reaction of certain people around me that really, to this day, feels that I'm that person. But now they see something different. And they're like, okay, that may not have fit her, but this does. And I don't think she's really like that. I think she's really like this. Or I don't know who she really is, but that part of her I didn't like, and this part of her I do. It was just me experimenting with me. Because when I tell you I was a goody two-shoes for a I rarely did anything wrong. I was too scared. I was scared of my own fucking shadow. Even when it came to losing my virginity, it was the most, it ended up being a beautiful moment, but it was the most terrifying thing ever. That's why I'm, and it is still to this day. When I meet somebody, you don't know who you're taking your clothes off for. Like, these bitches just be getting drunk and just throwing their drawers all everywhere. Just like, I don't get it. I'm not that person. I'm really not. And it's really a moment, but then you have to have these moments of courage and feel who you truly are. If you that person, that female, you could do that, it don't affect you, hey, more power to you. I'm going to pray for your mental sanity. I am. But at the end of the day, we are so much more than what we give ourselves credit for. And when I say we, I mean primarily Black people as a whole, specifically Black men and women in general. But we are way, way more than we give ourselves credit for the most part. There are some that out there that get it. You go ahead and say what?
It's true. I think, and this is my personal opinion, I think the problem with Black people is, man, we've been so traumatized, and the people who raised us are traumatized, so all we know is trauma. The big thing with Black people is what we're talking about now, accepting ourselves and our true gifts, because we've been told we ain't shit since we were fucking children. Yeah. And the people who raised them were told they wasn't shit.
Right.
Since they were children. So
right.
The biggest thing for Black people now is self-esteem.
Right. Yeah, and remember, and it's now, esteem of yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah. And to piggyback on that, and then once we be so traumatized and trying to fit into this fake system, trying to do every fucking thing to be accepted, go to all these fucking schools, all these fucking jobs, and still get shitted on, that should tell you something.
Right. It's a new day, y'all. It's a new. I wish I had Nina Simone at the end of the show right here. That is our show for tonight. But at the end of the day, the guy Rashad said it beautifully. You know, be more of your authentic self. And again, you know, I know it's people out there saying, you know, you say that, and you know, this is me and this is what I do. If that's you, then we're not talking to you. But for those that are out there that feel like, you know, God damn, I know it's more to me than just this shit. Come on now, it's got to be more than just this. Like, really? And I found it, and I love it, and the path, it's never gonna end. I see it. I feel it. I've been shown it. The veils come off. The blinders come off. And I'm looking like I could do nothing all motherfucking day. I could do this all motherfucking day. I can meditate all motherfucking day and just vibe high until I get the fuck up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's really that when you vibe high, shit comes to you when you vibe high. You find things out about yourself that no one will ever understand, ever, never. Don't even try to make them understand it. That's not your path. Your path is to keep it moving. That's what your path is. People are going to be on the outside looking in, and they're still never going to understand. I'm talking to those people. So if you feel like, damn, you know, I know there is, there's got to be more. Like, I see people doing stuff. They make it look so easy. How do they do that? How do you do that? How do you get there? How do you, you start with the person in the mirror. I have been ending the shows, like the last three or four shows, with look in the mirror. It's got to be something there, because that's what I do. I look in the mirror. And I say, damn, you know, okay, let's transmute some more energy and see what happens. That part of the game. And I am in the forum tonight with a brother that can do that shit. You really do make it look easy. I know sometimes on your side it ain't. But the guy Rashad in the building with me, thank you. Thank you, dude. I appreciate you being here. Say goodnight to the people.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. Until next time.
All right, everybody, until next time, I am your host, Jordana Raffia. Please rock with us. I know we had a test show going on today. That's okay. We're going to put it out there anyway. It's going to be on social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Look for us, and eventually we will be on YouTube Live. We are Crown Knowledge Radio, soon to be Crown Knowledge Radio Podcast. Myself, the God Rashad, Zuru the Dawn is what his show name is, but we just simply call him Z. Check out the show that I did last night with the brother DJ Dre Mix. I forgot to tell you, Rashad, one of our other team members called in last night. We were on the show rocking just by happenstance. The sound is a little bad on his end because he was driving, but the show was still fire. Check it out. I didn't mean to turn you on last night's show in Serious Sex with the Goddess. It was a great show. Always great with the guy Rashad in the building. Don't get it twisted. We will be back, and we will see y'all again. As always, I love you. I love you. I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it. Peace, everybody. Good night.
Good night.